background music of Larry Razavi with his out-of-tone checks and our theme musicians come and play wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 326 in that continuing series. We're coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading now of 47 degrees and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And again, we have 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have bright sunshine and 47 degrees here in central Minnesota. Like I said, it is our 327th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring him in right now. Go to the phone lines and say good morning to Mr. Jerry Heisler. Jerry, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be visiting with you.
You bet. And you are in the big state of Texas, is that right?
We are in the state of Texas. We're in sort of the lower central part of Texas, sort of halfway between San Antonio and Dallas, right on I-35 in Temple, Texas.
All righty. And born and raised there, Jerry, or where'd you start out?
Absolutely. I grew up on a small farm here and have lived here all my life and worked in this 30-county area all my work life. Went to school in Austin and have lived here and raised my family here and played music here the last, 53 years. So.
Okay. Very, very good. How'd you get started in music? You pick it up in school, or did you start before school, or how'd things get going for you?
Well, my dad, and actually my uncle and my dad's played, and my dad played way back in the 30s, house dances, and just continued to play 30s, 40s, and the 50s, and then he kind of got tired of that, and I came along, and I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I showed some interest, so my dad bought me various instruments, and I finally latched on to one. I started playing accordion, I think, when I was 10, and then picked up saxophone later, and guitar later, and bass later, and et cetera, and it just kind of took off from there, and really, I sat around with my dad and learned from my dad and uncle, and listening to radio shows, just like the kind of shows that you're doing, listening to music, and trying to learn on my own, and if I heard something I liked, I tried to figure out how to play it.
All righty. All right. So did you go on to school at all after high school then, or what was your...
Oh, yeah, I did. I went to a local community college, a junior college, as they were called back then, and then I went to University of Texas in Austin and got a... actually, I'm a licensed social worker. Was my regular job during the day and the week, and we played music on the weekends. But I've lived here in the Temple area, and like I said earlier, played music all around here. Czech, polka, and waltz music, as well as some country music. We're in Texas, so of course country dance music is popular around here too.
Oh, for sure, for sure. All right. Do any time in the service at all?
I did not. Actually, several of my family members, I have a brother retired Air Force Army and one that was retired Air Force, another who was in the National Guard for like 40 years. And so I was around it all my life. And Fort Hood, the big Army base, is right here in my neighborhood. And I did a lot of my work life there, working with veterans and family members and soldiers transitioning actually out of the Army.
Sure.
So I've spent a lot of time around the military and everything goes along with them. And, you know, it's a great way to honor them and their service.
All right. And you said that you have family, a wife and kids then?
I do. My wife has been a supporter of everything I've done all my life, including music, which sometimes it's not easy supporting a musician. But she's been great, and she doesn't play any instruments. People always ask her, and she said, nope, all I do is go and listen, and I try to encourage. And then I have two boys and two grandchildren. I have a son and daughter-in-law and my two grandchildren. And both of them are musically inclined. My son plays guitar and bass and lives up in the Dallas area, and my younger son likewise lives up there. And so they're doing well. They're both engineers, and so are a lot smarter than their mom and dad, so yay for them.
We see that all the time in the younger generations, you know, and from my generation on, it seemed like people were encouraging kids to go to school, get a good education, so you can get a good job. And not that I didn't have a good job, you know, working in the meat market and things like that.
Right.
But boy, I've seen both of my sons go on very successful. One is a police chief now in our city, and the other one working managing a tire shop and has his own party bus business. And so, yeah,
oh, well.
You know, they're doing well, and you see that a lot. And at the meat market where I work there, we have so many high school kids start out for us, you know, and they'll work through their high school years, kind of like the baseball team with a farm team, you know. And you get them to that point where you think, boy, they're really going to blossom now, and then off they go, and they get themselves what they call a real job. And but, you know, I don't discourage that. I think it's great that kids get an education and do well for themselves. It's all about growing up, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Well, everybody's got to start somewhere, and so those are good. And again, in our local area, this is a strong Czech and German communities around here, and so I'm, you know, Czech, and so we had a strong Czech family background, and I have brothers and sisters and who are all supporters and encouraged me. I was the youngest of five siblings, and so I came along, and they had kind of set the path, so they all kept me on the straight and narrow. But we have some local little restaurants out in the country here, in a meat market that's very popular here where I grew up. And, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, very good. So now you formed a band called the Melody Five. Was that your first group, or did you start out with other bands first?
Actually, my dad and one other player, Alice Shulock, were kind of just doing little jam sessions at a local dance hall that Alice Shulock and her family ran. It's been here since 1923, still in operation.
Wow.
An iconic historic hall here. And that went on for a couple of years. Again, I was very young. I was 11, 12 years old. And then a couple of people approached my dad and asked him if he'd like to start playing again in a band. And because I was interested and Alice was interested, we formed a band in 1966. And it was the Melody Five. There was the leader of the band at that time was Otis Beck, and he's deceased now. And he then left the band 3 or 4 years later, and I became the manager. And so the Melody Five continued, and actually four of us, including my dad and Alice, played together continuously for 40 years, which is kind of, it was really great, kind of unheard of in many ways. But we were very tight and a very close-knit group. And Alice, my dad's deceased. He passed in 2004, but Alice is still here running the hall. She's 89 years old. She was a saxophonist and female vocalist and just an incredible woman. And everybody thought she was my mother because we were always on the stage together. But that's kind of how we got started.
Well, neat.
We just played in the local lodges and VFWs and fraternal halls and church picnics and weddings and anniversaries and birthday parties and, you know, all those kind of family-oriented events.
Sounds like you guys have the same schedule, the same lifestyle all the way in Texas as we have way up here in northern Minnesota. So, people still pretty much live and enjoy themselves the same way, whether we're north or south, and that's good to hear.
Well, absolutely. That was one of my dad's roles because he had played in all kinds of settings over his 30 or 40 years of playing. And when I came along, he and my mom, of course, went everywhere with the band. And he was like going, we're only going to do family-oriented things. And our kids grew up playing on a blanket on the stage when we played music. So, you know, again, that was the kind of settings we're in. So we have many. Over the years that we played, we played people's weddings, and we played their 25th anniversary, and then we played their 50th anniversary. We've done some of those recently, so that's kind of neat.
Kind of dating yourself now a little bit. That's pretty
yeah,
awesome.
I know.
Well, very good, Jerry. If we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Great.
Alrighty. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, and Lent continues, and the St. Joe Meat Market has lots of meatless ideas for you. In the grocery department, you'll find breakfast cereals, pancake mix, waffles and syrup, maybe a cheese pizza. In the seafood department, you'll find shrimp, salmon, pollock, walleye, cod, tilapia, herring, and some breaded fish fillets. Don't forget the eggs and cheese. The St. Joe Meat Market handles a wide variety of cheeses from several different dairies, including Crystal Farms, Welcome Dairy, Dymox out of South Dakota, and Bongard's. My favorite flavor is the horseradish cheese. Yes, yum. Some good stuff for sure. And looking at the calendar, St. Patrick's Day is coming. Always a fun day at the St. Joe Meat Market. For more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, check us out on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Jerry, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we mail that out to you, priority mail, so it arrives in good shape, and hope that you and the wife and family around you all get to enjoy it in good health. How's that sound for you?
Well, that sounds incredible. What a great day to recuperate from daylight savings.
For sure. Yes, we did survive that once again. Always controversy about that. Should it be or shouldn't it be? And I've heard lots of it this morning on the phone lines already. Those that like it, those that don't. But, well, we'll sure be happy with that hour in the evening. But I don't know, the folks at the bus stop, maybe not so much mornings when it's dark again as they catch the bus. So, but that's life. So.
Absolutely.
You bet. Well, Jerry, you guys have done some recording. Can you talk a little bit about the CDs and your recordings?
We've been fortunate. We did some of our first recordings in 1978, and over the decades since that, have made three or four other recordings. And so those are available, and people seem to enjoy them. And again, it's typically primarily good Czech and waltz polka music, although there's some country tunes mixed in that reflect the kind of music that we play at our dances and events and those kind of things. The most recent one that you called me about was actually a recording that was done on the Molly B RFD shows here in Ennis, Texas in 2012 and 2013. And they did such a nice job on the DVDs that we pulled the audio off of that and turned them into a CD here in the last couple of months. And so that's our latest work. And it's really got some, you know, classic Czech polka and waltz music, 24 songs on that particular CD. And then we did a 40th anniversary CD that really is a nice piece of work. Again, there's two discs in that. One is all polka and waltz. Another is our country tunes, again, that we've been playing at our dances, tunes that people would recognize. And then some of the older stuff, again, just reflects Czech folk songs that I grew up, learning when I was 10 or 11 years old on my little 20-key, you know, accordion.
Uh-huh.
So I love playing those songs. I love to sing them. And, again, been fortunate that there are a lot of people here that know and appreciate that music. And so we've been very fortunate that we've been able to do this for such a long time.
Well, that's great. That's great. Do you have a favorite song that you particularly like, or a favorite recording of the discs that you have? What's your thoughts?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think what's on that last disc. But when your promo came on, you were talking about Musicians Come Play or something like that. That's one of my favorite songs. But on that last disc I was talking about, I know one of the ones that we started off with, a couple of them I like. I love to dance. Polka and also Pretty Dancing Girls, which I know a lot of groups have recorded all over the Midwest and in Texas too.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking at the CDs right now, and you had sent me, I believe it's four different ones that you sent.
Right.
And so the one is a two CD set.
Right. And that's the 40th anniversary.
That's the 40th anniversary. Okay. And then I'm looking at the one that you referred to, the one that you recorded for RFD. And that
right.
one starts out with one called the Fire Brigade Polka. I've never heard that one under that name.
Oh, that's a nice one. That's a popular one here in the Texas area.
Uh-huh. Okay. And some good values on the CDs. I'm looking at this one is Favorite 78 to 1992. You've got 26 selections available on that one. And then the RFD recording, 24 selections. This one, 18 selections.
Right.
And then the double CD there, what is the total of 24 again? So, yeah, you
right.
get your money's worth when you buy a recording from you guys. I've seen some. Go ahead.
No, we try to pack a lot of music in there because, as you well, it's kind of changed over the years, but as you know, going into a recording studio or producing these, it takes time and energy. So we're like going, and it's hard to select songs that you want to include or exclude. So we're just like, let's include everything.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Yes, that's the reason that I even found out about you was because of the Molly B. Pocket Show. And what a great person she is. You must have got to meet her when you guys recorded down in Ennis, Texas, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Her and Ted Lang are just incredible. First of all, incredible musicians, but they're incredible people. And we had such a great time. And they have really become very, very popular in their Texas tours. And their recording sessions here in 2012 and 2013 that we participated in were just top-notch, professionally done events. And honestly, people just kind of went crazy about everything that was going on there. So it was really good to see.
You bet. And did you mention that some of your kids are performing with the band now, too?
Yes, my oldest son, Mark, plays bass, and actually my nephew regularly plays bass, but sometimes he's not available because he's got young kids and they have activities. And so my son, Mark, comes and plays with us, and he has played with us over the years, but last year he played several days with us just because my nephew was not available. So that's always fun. And my other son plays drums. And he's not as accomplished, and he's a little bit doesn't have as much confidence. But he and his brother and I have jam sessions sometime together. So it's all family oriented stuff.
Absolutely, and I think that is what is so good for the music business is when you can involve the youth with it. Obviously, Molly is so energetic and exciting, and really draws a lot of attention. People just love that. Also, when we get one of the younger, and there are not that many young ones coming out nowadays for music, but if you do get one, you get them up on stage with you, everybody kind of puts you on the back shelf, but boy, that the youth really gets the attention, and it's great because I think that's what people are excited about. These young ones, they have a real future ahead of them, whereas we've got 35 to 50 years behind us already, so they know that our better years are behind us. Your feelings on that the same?
Well, absolutely. Yes. I mean, I've been doing this 53 years. I'll be 69 years old soon. I'm not ready to quit, but I'm certainly slowed down, a lot to do other things. But there are, the culture around all of this stuff has changed, as we all know, because there's a lot of different things that people can do for entertainment. So it's not like it was 30 years ago, but that's okay. But I will tell you, here in Central Texas, all the way from South Texas to up around the Dallas Ennis area, there are some young musicians in their early 20s on up into now 30s that are incredible musicians that grew up in families like mine, musical families. Their parents, grandparents played. And they're multi-instrumentalists, they're great vocalists, they know the Czech culture, they know the Czech music, they know the country music and the kind of things that you have to do when you go out and do public performances. And it reminds me of when I was growing up, and so it's encouraging, and it's really nice to see this whole cast of young musicians coming up. So they will carry this on in some form or fashion. Whether it's in dance halls or other kind of settings, festivals, I don't know. We'll see what that looks like in next year, 5 years, 10 years from now. But I know that they will be carrying on this music.
Well, that's great. And, not to take anything away from our older and respected musicians, because I'm sure you have your names in Texas. You might recognize a few of them that I'll just mention quickly here in Minnesota. Back in the days when I was growing up, there was Fez Fritchie, there was Whoopi John, Six Fat Dutchman, and Elmer Scheid, and some of these bands toured. I mean, they toured as far south as Texas and that area. Yep. But, people talk about them almost reverently yet nowadays, and they're deceased. They're dead and gone, but their music lives on. You guys got bands like that from down in your area?
Oh, absolutely. The Vrajel Polka Band is well known. They're iconic group here. Fritz Hottie and the Fabulous Six, Czech and Then Some, the Red Ravens. Let's see, who else? the Dilika brothers, who grew up listening to a lot of these other bands that I just mentioned, and they're wildly popular now. But you mentioned Whoopi John and the Six Fat Dutchman. Yeah, they used to tour through here when I was growing up. And, in fact, the dance hall that I talked about, they played there back in the, I guess it would have been late 50s, like I guess 50s, actually, 50s, maybe
probably.
Early 60s.
Yeah.
And, and so they were getting airplay here on the radio shows like yours. Here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So we were getting a lot of that kind of music from your part of the world here.
Oh, that's neat. And, yeah, I did recognize some of those names you mentioned. Check and Then Some, I've got their music on hand. Dilika Brothers, I've seen them already. And it's amazing with travel nowadays. We're not segregated anymore. People are down in Texas one day or the next day, and the next day they're back up in Minnesota or the upper Midwest. People get around.
Well, no, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of the good thing. I know Check and Then Some is actually planning a Midwest bus tour that they're going to come all the way up to, I think, somewhere in your part of the world, perhaps.
Okay.
But the other thing, I mean, you know, music, just the way you broadcast your show, it's on the World Wide Web, so it's all over the world, and so that's cool. In fact, I've had a couple of CD orders from some folks in Minnesota here in the last couple of weeks prior to you actually calling me, so that's kind of neat.
And I would attribute that to the Molly B. Polka Show, because I had those people call me, and they said, oh, that is such a good band. And he's got like four guitars and an accordion. It's a different sound we're not used to, but I like it. I want to get that. So a real tribute to you guys for breaking out and doing something out of the ordinary. And you can talk about that just a little bit, how you came about that.
Well, again, I think in my estimation, and I'm not any expert on this, but I think, in our part of the world here, instrumentation, there were orchestras that had, you know, multiple trumpets, saxophones, often not accordions and things like that. There was the Baca band was very unique from South Texas, because they had a dulcimer that was well known, and in fact I think that dulcimer is in the Smithsonian Institute. But the Vajra Polka band, a lot of bands that came up when I was growing up, the instrumentation was typically two saxophones, an accordion, a string bass, a drum, maybe a guitar, sometimes a trumpet, and that seemed to be very appealing to lots of people here. And then, of course, the rest of us that were growing up and listening to that, of course, mimicked it, because it sounded great, it sounded good, the music was music we knew, and so you imitated the things that you liked. So I think you see a lot of the music that comes from around here, like us, the Vajils, Fritz Hardy, the Dilika Brothers to some extent, the Red Ravens certainly, all of those have similar instrumentation. Now, Check and Then Some has a lot of influence from like Ernie Cachera and those kind of groups, and they really play that very nicely and have a different setup. And there are other bands around Texas that have kind of looked like that too. That may be more. Comparable to what you might hear in the Midwest, I think.
Uh-huh. I agree. Well, we're coming up on 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon here in central Minnesota. Been visiting with Jerry Heisler from Temple, Texas. And Jerry, of course, with the group The Melody Five. Jerry, we're coming to the end of the show. I usually ask each guest before I let them go if they can share a memory. And a lot of times if I have a young person, well, they don't have that many years to have memories accumulated. But having been in that as many years as you have, you might have a memory or two, good, bad, or otherwise. Maybe getting up someplace where you were either stuck in a snowstorm or some kind of a tornado or disaster, or maybe something, you know, some award or something that was really fantastic, or playing for the president. I pretty much heard them all, but let's give us your rendition of a good story.
Well, I guess first of all, I know something that always strikes me, and my kids talk about this, is, you know, all the years that I played, my dad played music with me until he was 92 years old.
Oh my!
And my mom and dad were always together with us, and then Alice, who I mentioned earlier, she and I played music together for over 40 years until she became frail and couldn't. So I always had just really good times. I mean, we spent every weekend together for years and years and years. Now, there was a few of those dates that we played. I remember one time we played in a fraternal hall about an hour and a half from here, and there became an ice storm and a sleet storm. And at that time, I was going to school in Austin, so we were going from that venue back to Austin, Texas, and it was sleeting and snowing, and we were driving, I think, in a little Toyota Corolla or some little car not attuned to that. And we were driving along, and there were cars in the bar ditches and all over the place, and it took us about 5 hours to get home, and we all slid into our home place and got on our knees and prayed God, thanks safely bringing us home. So there have been a few times like that when we've been in, it's kind of like the Postal Service. We've been in the sleet, we've been in the rain, we've been in the snow occasionally, although we don't get that much kind of weather here in Texas. But when it happens, everybody goes nuts and nobody can drive. So you got to understand that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But really, the best memories I have of all the times I've played music, and I get the same feeling right now, is, you know, it's just great to watch people out there and know they're enjoying it. They're taking a break from whatever they do all week and whatever stresses and strains, whether you're a farmer or you're an electrician or you're a engineer or you're a meat market manager or whatever. And I see, you know, many of those people I've seen for decades, and I just love them, and the fans are great, and of course without them we wouldn't be doing this anymore. So I appreciate that, and I certainly appreciate the support of my family, my wife, and my extended family, who have all always very much encouraged me, and I was the only one out of five siblings that was musically inclined, so
okay.
I was an outlier.
Very good. And I don't remember if we did give credit. Your wife's name, I just always like to make sure we mention their names in the show.
Please do that. Her name is Helen.
Helen.
Actually, we're going to, Helen, H-E-L-E-N, uh-huh. We're going to celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary on June 21st, but the day before, we're going to have a big... let's eat and have drinks and a dance and everything out at a local hall here where we grew up. And so we're going to have a big celebration.
Well, congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
Awesome. And how many kids did you say you had?
No, I appreciate very much the call. And it's been great to visit with you. And want to say hi to all the folks in your part of the world.
Okay. And I was just asking, how many children did you say you have?
Oh, children. I have two boys.
And their names?
Mark is my oldest son, and my daughter-in-law, Amy, and then two grandchildren,
uh-huh.
Jack, who's 14, and Julia, who's almost 12, and then my younger son, Jason. And like I said, they live up in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area.
Very, very good. Well, great. Well, Jerry, our time is about out, so I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. I tell every guest that, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road again sometime. We'll do this show again sometime. How's that for you?
That sounds wonderful. It's been a pleasure visiting with you, and y'all have a good afternoon, as we say down here in Texas.
There you go. Very good. We're going to let you run. Thank you so much, Jerry. I'll talk to you off the air after we release you here, so have a great afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. And there he goes, Mr. Jerry Heisler out of Temple, Texas. Yes, our 326th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Melody 5 in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Jerry Heisler, our guest this morning, this afternoon on our 326th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, and what a delightful guest. Never met him in person, but feel like we've known each other for 50 years. So, yeah, it's always great to visit with people in another part of the world, see how things are done there. And more times than not, we find out they're doing the same thing as we are, kind of all on that treadmill of life, just all traveling along at the same speed. So there you go. Any rate, we're going to enjoy music right now by Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five. This comes off their 40th anniversary, one called the Baby Doll Polka. Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five, one called the Baby Doll Polka, off of their 40th anniversary recording. And yes, a nice sounding group out of Temple, Texas. You bet. Seen them on the Molly B. Polka Show. That's how I got to find out about them. Music continues right now. One called Memories of You Waltz. It's waltz time. Thank you.
forget that you will regret the promise you broke, sweetheart.
Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five off of their 40th anniversary recording, and it's called Music, Fun, and Friends, and that one called The Memories of You Waltz. That takes us to 12:30 here in Central Minnesota, KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM. As we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Tourco's First Line Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. Tourco has all sorts of great tours and trips around this huge land of ours. They do the extended tours to such big destinations as New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. Then they do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota. And they do the casino tours in and around Minnesota and all over the country. So they go to destinations like Shooting Star in Manoman. They travel to Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, the Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, and yeah, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make that reservation, to receive a brochure, or to just plain be on their mailing list, give Tourco a call. They're waiting for you. 612-840-2334. Once again, that's 612-840-2334. Dave Ebertowski and the gang, they'd love to hear from you. They have a first-rate, a first-notch, top-notch traveling company. Employ great buses. Yes, you see the Holt buses. I believe it's Holt is the name of the bus. I see them on the road all the time. And yeah, they'd love to take you along. So make that call this week. Tourco and Dave Ebertowski and the gang, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with Jerry Heisler and his Melody Five, one called the Plow Polka. Jerry Heisler.
Thank you.
Some nice snappy music there. Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five. One called the Plow Polka. It's waltz time now with one called the Carpenter's Waltz. Jerry Heisler and his Melody Five. Music by Jerry Heisler and his Melody 5. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we have a temperature reading of 49 degrees now here in central Minnesota. Music continues with Jerry Heisler and the group in one called Eyes of Blue Polka. Thank you.
очима здраве, промлювте словкоє.
And that was music there by Jerry Heisler and his Melody 5. And that one called The Eyes of Blue Polka. Music continues with Jerry Heisler. This one's one called The Golden Pheasant Polka. And I think maybe these numbers might be a little bit out of order. I'm going to guess that... Because this is definitely a waltz, so let's try the one before it. There we go.
Spot.
Jerry Heisler and his Melody 5. Great music there. A nice old-time polka with Jerry Heisler and the group, Melody 5. Taking us into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim, yes, they would love for you to travel with them, making memories along the way. And, of course, some of the trips already completed this year already. Yes, January Escape, that one's in the books. Already the Hawaiian Land Cruise Package, just about coming back from that. And they're just about ready to take off for Washington, D.C. Cherry Blossom Time, that comes your way March 24th. Then that big Ark Encounter and Creation Museum tour comes your way, 40 Great Days and All, in April. The 7th Annual Mystery Tour, that's always a fun time, April 15th through the 17th. Northern California, that's April 22nd through the 28th. We flip the page. Also in April is the Gaither Vocal Band Live Concert Series to Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's one you're sure to enjoy. Then as we get into May, they look for the North Country Quilt Shops Tour, May 5th and 6th. Then all the way to July with the 27th Annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. And again, 27th, you listen to some of these tours, the 32nd Annual Fall Mystery Tour, 17th Annual Canadian Rockies. Laverne's been doing these trips for a good long time, and there's a reason, because they've been successful. They have had fun times and customers that enjoy going back again. So, and you know how it is. You can go how many times to Alaska and Canada and some of these destinations, and you're always going to see something new. So it's always fun to travel back with Laverne. Give them a call to get on board the bus. The phone number, two numbers I can give you locally. It's 320-237-4856. And the toll-free number, 1-800-840-9211. And if you want to receive a brochure, get on their mailing list, find out more about one of these trips, you bet. Give Laverne and Kim a call. You can also check them out on the web if you have a computer. Yes, go to www.laverne'stravel.com. They maintain that website and always updating it. And, yeah, you can check out all the details on all of these trips and more to come. Laverne's Travel, yes, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Don't hesitate to make that phone call this week. Call them today, 320-237-4855. 56 or 1-800-840-9211. Laverne and Kim, they'd love to hear from you. Laverne's Travel, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. Well, right now we're going to switch CDs right now at 12 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And our temperature now 50 degrees. We've made it to 50. So let's pull out the CD here by Jerry Heisler and the group. The one that they recorded with Molly B. and the Polka Party. And one that we talked about, it's the Fire Bridge Polka. Jerry Heisler and the Melody 5. Coming your way next here on KASM.
Yeah. ste hasiči, co ste delají, že ste nám ten pivo, pivo, pivo vášeko, že nechali. Že ste nám ten pivo, pivo, pivo vášeko, že nechali. Žijem za pár dnů. Vývinečko pijem, z veselé se žijem za pár dnů.
Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five, and one called the Firebridge Polka. Time for just a couple more selections. Let's do a nice waltz here. One called the Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five. Nice music for you there. Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five. One called the Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're at 5 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 50 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Here's one called Clover by the Water. Clover by the Water. It's Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five.
Thank you.
es du deine Wäsche, ihr Brillkost zu sein. Ihr Brillkost zu sein.
Jerry Heisler and Melody 5, and that comes off of their live recording with Molly B, the Polka Party, down in Ennis, Texas. And that CD, 1966 to 2019, 53 years strong, all-time favorites. That selection again, Clover by the Water Polka. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're at 3 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. And our temperature reading at 50 degrees here in central Minnesota. We're going to check weather for you in just a moment. And also our funeral announcements and the birthday club all coming your way. Just a matter of moments.